Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hi there. Capital Radio here. 194 and 95.8 in living, breathing stereo.
It's 2 o'clock. This is Hugh Williams. Independent Radio News. It's 3 minutes past two.
Thank you. Very short weather, but it sort of says everything. 22 degrees centigrade, cloudy now, but maybe sunny periods later. I don't believe it. It looks too grey to me out there. But that's what they say on the Air Ministry roof.
This is Capital Radio.
The best station with the best music.
And today on the Edna Bucket Show, we bring you contests that any prune-brained nincompoop can do. And we've already tried them out on the pruniest brain nincompoop we could find, Kenny Everett.
He's right, folks. Even Alan Freeman says...
All right.
Yeah, not bad. Okay, here comes it. It's been fed through the Wobblatron, this famous tune. Everybody knows it, especially mums, because it's about 20 years old now, but it's still as famous today as it was then. By a very clean, scrubbed American boy. It's called... What? Get it? Wonderful. Well, if you have got it, give us a call, 484-5255, and get yourself on the wireless. Say hello to your Auntie Nell, etc., because we're going to bung you on the air and give you 10 seconds in which to get all your stuff out. This is Capital here on 95.8. That means it's almost 96. We'll make it one day. It's also Saturday, June 14th, and it's famous for being Long and Winding Road's birthday today. It's 10 years old. But most of all, we got a winner on the line. Who are you, sir?
Oh, I'm Nigel Baxter.
Where are you from?
Guildford.
Ah, what? I forgive you. Right, what did you guess it was?
April Love by Pat Boone.
I don't believe it. Let's just turn the Wobblatron down a little and see if he's right. By golly, he is. April Love by Pat Boone. Well done, sir. And what's the album you'd like?
Space Culture by Linton Greasy Johnson.
Never heard of it. Is it good?
Oh, brilliant.
Ah, fab. Okay, you've got 10 seconds to get all your stuff out, starting now.
Dave Blackaby and Sally Blackaby that I met yesterday. Everybody at work. There's really anybody else that knows me.
And that's it? Well done. You almost got exploded, but not quite. Well done. Our lumpy parcel on its way to you for getting it right. And goodbye to you. It's Errol Flynn's birthday this week, and we got some movie trivia on him in just a mo.
In 1963 in the Bronx... Today, a lot of stuff that's going on.
And a bit of stuff is Errol Flynn's birthday. He was born in Hobart, Tasmania, and was swashbuckling long before he got to Hollywood as a deckhand, prospector, plantation manager, tropical bird hunter, and policeman. For a while in Australia, he was dagging the hoggart, castrating lambs with his teeth.
Well, that's about it, stuff fans. We'll have more for you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what?
That's Nils, and I came to dance. Could you castrate a lamb with your teeth? No, I don't think I could either. Not even if I was very, very, very alcoholed. No, that would be even more impossible. You wouldn't be able to get hold of it then. Actually, they used to do that in Wales, where I used to live on top of a mountain. The guy next door used to do that with his... Mind you, he didn't have any teeth. He used to do it with his gums. He probably thought he was kinder on the poor things. 3887575 was the number I should have given you if you have a six-ring Kala gas burner with an oven. But somebody's printed 6363261 on it. But it should have been 3887575. Am I confusing you? Okay, I'll go away and leave you with a tender, lovely thing here. By Don McLean, and it's number 2.
AircheckDownloads.com.